Hey, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church on our weekly podcast, Today's Word, from our sermon series on generosity. This is Generosity Freeing Others from Luke chapter 4, verses 16 to 19. Jesus went back to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as usual, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath. When he stood up to read the scriptures, he was given the book of Isaiah, the prophet. He opened it and read, "The Lord's Spirit has come to me because he has chosen to tell the good news to the poor. The Lord has sent me to announce freedom for prisoners, to give sight to the blind, to free everyone who suffers, and to say, this is the year the Lord has chosen." So have you figured out why the bulletin cover this week is a picture of socks? Each week I try to find something that is symbolic of the theme we're talking about in the sermon. And we have been talking about generosity, about being blessed to be a blessing, our generosity as a measure of our spiritual maturity. Being generous is the evidence that Christ is in us and moving through us. It's a sign of the Holy Spirit's presence. It's a reminder that we are not here in this world just to exist, but we are here to make a difference. Did you hear what I said? We are here, you and I, on purpose. It's no accident that you are here and that I am here and that we are talking about generosity. God has planned this and intends it so that we can together grow in faith and in action. The last 2 weeks, we've talked about generosity, shown in our caring and in our sharing. It's what we do for others and what we do with others. Today we take a quantum leap beyond what we could do, even if our faith was very weak or non-existent, because today we talk about freeing others. Jesus, quoting Isaiah, reminds us that the ministry of the Messiah, and by extension ours, is to be about giving good news to the poor and sight to the blind, but also to free prisoners and others who are being held back. And while the first and most obvious group of prisoners are those in jails, Jesus' own ministry makes clear that the calling is to go way beyond those literal jail cells to all those things that hold us arrested from becoming all that God has called us to be. As the generous people of God, we are to be freedom fighters, to fight for those who are held back in this world, not only by injustice, but also by things that for the most part escape our seeing and hearing and understanding. I watched this past week online as a baby was given a cochlear implant for the first time and hears her mother's voice. And in that moment, both are set free. I see a man whose wheelchair was stolen get a new one and watch the tears of joy run down his face as the freedom it brought to his life overwhelms him and one notes to all the people around him. Yes, it's good to fill a Christmas shoebox and a Thanksgiving basket and even a pledge card. Do what you can and know that together we will do miracles. Share your life with another who is trying to grow in faith. Invite them to come to a Bible study with you or start a new study in your house. Get the same DVD set I did for The Chosen. Or come have me give you one so that you can mentor another believer in the same way you imagine Jesus, as you reimagine Jesus in a way that will blow your mind. I'll even give you a set for free if you promise to share it with at least one or two or three others who are trying to go in faith. Make sure you discuss each episode together, and it will blow your mind. Generosity also calls us to do something more. To free others, to help them up and out of whatever is holding them back from being all that God has called them to be, from the injustices caused by a human society that has literally made captives of all kinds of people, people of color, those captured in war, people with physical, mental, emotional, and even financial disabilities. We're called to do what we can to set them free as Jesus did, starting with Mary Magdalene, from whom he cast out demons, and the Samaritan woman who he invited to walk away from the captivity of cultural exclusion, and the leper who had to move about his community calling out unclean, unclean, to warn the clean people that he was nearby. Think of all those whom our society has ostracized, all those whom even the church has pushed away, and understand that Jesus is inviting them to come home and making clear that we are to serve as the hosts. We who have been blessed to be a blessing are called to share and care and free others around us so that they can feel the love of Christ and know that God is with them just as God is with us. So how do we free them? Well, in the Harry Potter stories, you free your house elf by giving them a sock, something personal and valuable, and a sign and symbol that you care enough about them that you want them to be free. Give those who are captive your time, your energy, and your love so that they too can be free. Because we have been blessed to be a blessing. God's call to you. Amen. Thank you so much for stopping by and sharing in this particular little podcast. We hope that it has been a blessing for you. If you have questions, you can contact us at our email address, otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com, or check out our website at www.otisvillepress.org. Thanks for stopping by.